Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Hello. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. Hello. Not the greatest start to my radio career. Okay. Good evening, everyone. You are listening to CJSF. This is 90.1 coming from you on Burnaby Mountain. Holy cow. This is a huge day for me. But let me finish my territorial acknowledgement, but there's a microphone standing in the way. Hang on. Okay. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. Also, guys, this show will be rebroadcasted in Lethbridge, Alberta on CKXU 88.3 FM, Southern Alberta's true alternative located on Treaty 7 land. Okay, with all that out of the way, welcome to this program. This is my show, the 60-minute stage dive, in which I will be taking you through a lot of music that I really enjoy that exists on maybe the fringes of heavy music a little bit. What does that mean? That means that you're going to hear some screamo, some metal music like you just heard, even some like noisy, rockier stuff like the first song. So let's talk really quickly about what that first song was. If you're a Vancouver native, I hope you are familiar with that band. That was Japan Droids with the song Darkness on the Edge of Gastown. It's on a release called No Singles on Spotify. I'm pretty sure it was on like an old demo or EP or something that they came out with long ago before their first album. But I remember when I was, you know, just a little guy in Lethbridge thinking about not wanting to be in Lethbridge much more. And Japan Droids really embodied like a Vancouver sound to me, which I thought was completely unique to a lot of other musical cities. I don't know, art cities that kind of exist in Canada or beyond. So yeah, I kind of wanted to start a show with like the musical love letter I have to Toronto or something, even though I have nothing to do with Japandroids. I'm just a big fan, which I should say, rest in peace, Japandroids. I guess they don't make music no more. I also realize here in Booth, pardon me, I realize here in Booth that we have this fantastic text to Booth feature, which is really cool. I don't know which number on screen I'm supposed to read, so I'm not going to read any of them. But a good fellow here, Jesse, our program coordinator, says that, did you know that Dave Prowse, who's the drummer of Japandroids, used to be a CJSF volunteer? He wore a CJSF shirt on Letterman. He's now the booking manager at the Rickshaw. Very cool. Gotta love when a great local artist stays, you know, local to the scene. That kind of raised them. Okay, second song you heard. This is like the Alberta anthem, in my opinion. So the song is Born for War by Prebreaker featuring Boiling Lie. Now, I'm going to tell a very personal story related to this song because it just embodies everything I love about the music scene that I'm birthed from, I guess, if we want to get weird about it. So Prebreaker played a show last fall in Lethbridge with Ken Mode and Trench. And the gig was phenomenal. I really, really had a great time. But when I tell you that Prebreaker played to one third of the audience of Ken Mode, but rocked it four times as hard, I really mean it. These guys have such an energy. Their frontman, Justin, is an amazing person, and he has so much energy on stage. He just looks like a Wookiee, kind of, from Star Wars. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. He just has this like amazing hardcore frontman, metal frontman Chewbacca energy. It's so rad. And he's just the nicest guy. So a lot of love for Prebreaker. And I also want to extend my heart out to Boiling Lie and everyone in the Edmonton scene, everyone in the Wild Rose hardcore scene. We unfortunately lost a bright man by the name of Dylan. I never had the pleasure of meeting him, but he did actually play drums with Prebreaker at that Lethbridge show that I was just telling you guys about. So, you know, if there's people in your life you care about, make sure that they know that you care about them, because life's a hard thing. And yeah, we lost a great person in Dylan there from Boiling Lie. So moving swiftly along, I have more Alberta music coming up throughout the hour, but specifically next. So what I have for you guys next, three bands. Okay, I'm only going to bring up the first one for now, and we'll talk about the other two later. This first band, they're called Entwine. Entwine is a, I'm going to use the word supergroup, of musicians from Calgary. Now, supergroup, who's in this band? There's a fantastic band called Abrupt Decay, stay tuned. And a lot of their members went on to form Entwine. And Entwine came out with this great EP just a couple months ago, four songs that just rip your face off. They played a couple shows in Lethbridge, and they just have an amazing energy. Similar to Prebreaker and Justin, Owen, the front person of Entwine, just an amazing ball of energy and a really great voice on him. So this song you're going to hear, Hen House Syndrome by Entwine. I got some other songs after that, and we'll check in, okay? Entwine, Hen House Syndrome here on CJSF 90.1 and CKXU 88.3 FM.
I've never seen you like this.
Like what?
Scared.
Yeah.
I've ever gotten this far to begin with.
CJSF 90.1, still learning the board. Okay, we're back. Yes, this is CJSF 90.1, or if you are out in Lethbridge, this is CKXU 88.3 FM. Hope everyone's having a fantastic Thursday evening, or for my Lethbridge homies, happy Wednesday, boys. Yes, I am so thrilled to get through my first selection of songs without a hiccup like the first time, but you know, I'm letting you in on the baking process. You know how I cook. I didn't want to play Pre-Breaker after Japan Droids, but we did because your boy can't read. Who am I? I am Jeremy. This is the 60-minute stage dive, a show where I like to play a lot of heavy, disgusting music and talk about why it's actually really beautiful and pretty. So the last song you heard was Whelm by Abrupt Decay off of their latest album, The Illusion of Our Choices in a World of No Options. This album just came out in August, on August 1st. It was their label debut. I'm sorry, guys. I don't remember what label it's on, but it just means so much. Wax Vessel. Wax Vessel. I think it has to be Wax Vessel. And it's so cool to see. Okay, hang on. Let me back all the way up. I'm going to tell the whole story. So back when I was in Lethbridge, I wasn't super confident, like, on the mic. You know, I was just a little 19-year-old volunteering with the radio, having fun, like, late hours playing this kind of music, right? And our program coordinator at the time was like, hey, I got this interview for you. You can't say no. I was like, okay, cool, let's do it. Turns out it was Grant, who is the brainchild of Abrupt Decay, and he had just released the first two singles under the Abrupt Decay name. He wanted to just sit down, get some radio play, and I really think Mike was, the program coordinator in Lethbridge, was just just throwing me in the fire a little bit. And anyways, that interview went crazy well. I kind of made a lifelong connection there with Grant, at least how I see it, and I just really appreciate all that he did for me as a broadcaster. And then furthermore, when my own band started doing stuff in Lethbridge, he was so helpful and kind in getting us going with things, making sure we're talking to the right people, making sure we're saying the right things, making sure we're presenting ourselves in a very authentic way. So a lot of love for everyone in Abrupt Decay. I'm talking about Colton, talking about Owen, Noah, Jill, Grant. You guys are all so loved by everyone in Lethbridge. And yeah, anyways, and everyone in the Lower Mainland, because now I'm broadcasting to CJSF in Burnaby and everyone loves this. Obviously. The song before that, another very cool band. They're from Edmonton. They're called False Body. The song was Where Was I? It's off of the album Leaving to Mourn. That album came out earlier this year. And False Body is actually coming to Vancouver next Wednesday at Bully Studios with Entwine, who you heard earlier. Also, The July Effect is playing. That's super cool. Seasons Worn is playing. Or if you're in the know, Seasonal Worm, shout out. Just kidding. And the other band is playing their first ever show, I'm pretty sure. They're called Killing of a Sacred Deer. I don't know a whole lot behind the lore of that band, but everyone in the Calgary scene has this like really excited energy around that band. And I've listened to it and it's really cool. So if you're in town next Wednesday, highly recommend. You can punch me in the face in the mosh pit. I don't mind because I'll do anything for my Alberta crew. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Speaking of concerts, I went to my first concert here in the great city of Vancouver last night. And, yeah, it was really, really phenomenal. So at around 8:30 last night, I found myself at the Pearl. What was going on at the Pearl? High on Fire. Yes. Matt Pike of Sleep, he's in a bunch of stuff. Also of High on Fire, descended to Vancouver and ripped my face off. It was so good. So, so good. The openers were really cool. Charger and another band played, and they started with a B, and I'm just the word, Bastardane, that's their name. They played really great sets, but man, High on Fire, a band that I've loved since I was a wee, wee baby. And by that, I mean like 15 years old. And yeah, they just ripped my face off. Played a lot of their new songs, played some older songs. But the coolest thing about the show was Ben Kohler of Converge and like a bunch of other great bands is on tour with them on this tour. And that means that the rhythm section is absolutely fierce, like so gnarly and so tight. I couldn't believe it. Also, like, and it's a venue, like, you know, decibels are decibels. Loudness is loudness. I'm not trying to act like I heard anything louder than I've ever heard in my life. But like when the floor is shaking, or like I saw a beer glass like shake off the bar, you know what I mean? Like a serious amount of watts was just flowing through everyone at that show. And the song I think exemplifies it the best is Hung, Drawn, and Quartered, which is the next song I'm going to play for you all here on CJSF 90.1 FM, CKXU 88.3 FM in Lethbridge. Let's get back into some more music, guys. Thank you all so much for listening. 30 minutes into the show here.